Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. So it's a pleasure to be here among all these amazing speakers today. So I'm Thanos. I'm a research fellow at the University of Manchester. I'm part of the Tornado VM team. And today I will talk about polyglot language implementations, which enable programming languages like Ruby, Python, and to run on top of the JVM, along with Java, of course. And I will try to make a step forward and show you how they can harness GPU acceleration from the JVM. I'll start a little bit with the polyglot programming, which has been here for many years, but in a sense it has been reignited by the advent of the Truffle framework from GraalVM. And in a sense it enables multiple programming languages to run on top of the JVM and interoperate. So that means that one Java class file can invoke a Python function, and a Python program can invoke a Java method. Well, this is very interesting. It comes with many advantages. But what about GPU programming? Well, GPUs from Java, well, this is not a thing yet. That's why we have been motivated at the University of Manchester, and we have done all this research in the past 8 years, and we have created Tornado VM. Here is a link to the resources of Tornado VM with all the presentations that explain the programming model. Because my goal today is not to go to dive into the Tornado VM very deep, but to present it, the interoperability with the other programming languages and how they can use GPU acceleration from the JVM. So, Tornado VM is an open source plugin to existing JDK distributions. It is compatible with JDK 21. As you will see later. And it has some very cool features. So it has a platform agnostic API. So developers, they don't need to know GPU programming, FPGA programming. It comes with an optimizing compiler. So we extend Graal with new faces that they can take Java methods and compile them to GPU code. We have a feature of dynamic reconfiguration at runtime, which means that the method execution can be migrated from a GPU back to the JVM and then go to the FPGA if it is appropriate. And with the latest release, 1.0, we have enabled support for off-heap data types. So data can be allocated off-heap with a foreign function and memory API. And this is the API that Maurizio described earlier today. So feel free to follow Tornado VM in Twitter, to engage with the website, and of course to fork and try our examples, which are open source in GitHub. So I spoke a little bit about off-heap data types, so I'll give an introduction, an example, because I'm not going to dive very into the API. So here we see two snapshots of code. On the left side, we see a main method that contains the allocation of a float array by using primitive types, but is allocated as an object, in a sense, on heap. So to migrate from such an allocation to the new allocation API that's exposed by the Tornado API, we have created the float array object that inside it can allocate memory by using the memory segment of the foreign function API, and it will allocate this memory off heap. So this memory segment could be used directly from the GPU without the need to worry about GC collections and this stuff. And the cool part is that even if you don't use GPU programming, even if you don't want to execute on GPUs, you can still use this API to allocate memory off heap. And here is a link that explains more. I hope it's visual from your side. If not, you will find my slides online in the FOSDEM webpage. So the motivation